you know, when you talk about getting ideas across, we do that. We do that every week. I think what you do is you get a little bit of time to perhaps build confidence. You know, the longer that you come away from something that has dented your confidence, the more confident you become again. So, you know, I would say in the two games that would have perhaps dented their confidence would have been Brentford at home, Barnsley away. But when you look at those two games in isolation, the Brentford game, whilst they're a better footballing team than us, and we know that, and there's dynamics within our team that won't allow us to be a better footballing team at this moment in time. However, that will get better in time, definitely. But if Mikhail Kieftenbelt's shot goes in against the post and we go 1-0 up, I wouldn't think we would get beat in that game. They may score, that would give us another point. If we score against Barnsley with the free kick, then all of a sudden they would be taking kick off rather than us taking it. That would be another point. If we take the chance maybe against Villa before that, I think we would win that game 1-0. I think then if you have a look at, we had another chance, Isaac had a chance against Millwall, or it was 0-0. If that goes in, you're probably talking about minimum 6 more points we could have took over those games. And all of a sudden, we wouldn't be looking at it and thinking about the defeats. We'd be thinking, OK, we've had a win and 3 draws. Mm. So sometimes, the little inches that you are making, they're not, it's not like they're being seen at the moment, because no one can look past the result.
So is the territory of fine margins, is what you're saying?
100% is fine margins. The game is always about fine margins. And I think that that's where we have been a little bit unlucky in a few of them games. You know, we're not anywhere where I want us to be footballing-wise or anything like that. You know, people who would know my last club would know where I'd want to be football-wise. But it's very difficult to get there all in one hit. Like I said before, you know, you had players that had a certain style under Gary, I think, that would have been pretty much not about possession, maybe. Counter-attacking team, did a fantastic job with the club. Then you had Gianfranco that would have wanted to play a different style of football. And then all of a sudden, when you try and do that, you've got to change things gradually rather than going from day one, bang, this is what we're going to do. Because I think if you do that, I think it's even more disturbing for the players.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that word confidence. How bad has it been, and is it returning now?
Well, I don't think you'll ever know how bad it's been, because no one will ever open up to that. I just feel as though you can see it, or you can smell it, if you know what I mean. So, you know, I suppose a lot of it this last couple of weeks would definitely be building confidence.
Mm-hmm. And going into a game, obviously a club, Nottingham Forest, you know well, they had a big win last time out as well. The fact that it's at St Andrews, for you, is that a good thing, bad thing? Would you rather be away, would you rather be home, or does it not matter to you?
I think a team would always rather be at home. I'd rather be at home. You know, what everybody thinks about that, I don't know, and it's irrelevant anyway. I'd rather be at home in front of our home supporters. I would rather have that. So you only have to look at our home form to our away form at the moment to ask that question, whether it'd be better playing at home or playing away. Because it tells you playing at home is better for us than playing away.
Mm. Are you feeling the angst, if you like? There was a lot of fans around after, like, everybody's having their say on Twitter and social media, etc. How are you summing up Birmingham City's situation at the moment, and where you'd like them to be, and how you're going to get there?
How many questions do you want me to answer? There's about 40 questions in that one. For a start, social media, I don't do anyway, and I wouldn't do. And I'd never stay. I never say I would look at anything like that. So that's irrelevant for me, you asking me a social media question. I think that at this moment in time, the confidence is low. When I came in here, the confidence was low. Position where they were in the table, just on the back of a 6-1 thumping at Hull. So it takes time to build all of that. There is no quick fix to any of this. So, you know, for me, I think that probably what's happened here is there's been a gradual decline over a period of time for me. And the only way you can get that back is you work even harder to turn that corner. So there is no magic wand with anything.
Mm. Well, that was the next question then. So what does it take to get it? Is it time? Is it hard work? Is it a little bit of lady luck along the way? Or all of those things?
Probably it's all of those things. You know, I mean, when I came in here last year, what you had was you had a certain amount of players that had a style of play. So you get back to that quickly. That was my views, that was my thought when I came in here last year. So that was the way you play. Where now you've got the mix of the way the more established players here had played, and you've got now a mix of different players that have come in from different clubs that have played different styles at those different clubs. So now it's trying to tweak it as close as I can to getting where I want us to get us until potentially injuries come back, a transfer window potentially opens, and get it back on. Don't ask somebody to do something that they can't do. And even more importantly, don't ask them to do something they can't do in front of 20,000 people.
Interesting, that, very interesting, that asking people what they can't do. And again, belief, confidence, it all revolves around that. When you're winning, everybody wants the ball. When you're not winning, sometimes nobody wants it. How does that work for you? You sit on the touchline, it must be frustrating to see what's in front of you at times, because you work with them all week.
Well, one thing I don't do is I don't speak about players, good, bad or indifferent. I tell a lie, I probably do speak about them good. Yeah. I don't speak about them bad, and I probably don't speak about them indifferent either, because I don't think that works. I would never do that anyway. So when their confidence is a little bit down, you can see the difference in a player when he's high on confidence to when he's not. You can see that. And also, you know, if you roll back the times of when you played, it's always better to play when you've been confident than not, because you'll take chances, you'll take more risks, things will come off of you because you're more confident with it. So, as I've said, I've spent a lot of time building that confidence up. And what they probably need to do is take some of the good play, take some of the good things that they do from the training ground out there and show the fans that they can do that, because the fans will enjoy it if they could see some of the things they can do on the training ground. But sometimes that pressure does sort of build up on them, and it's hard for them to deal with it then. I can't fault them for any of their efforts or anything like that. You can't. I have facts and figures to back up. You can't back them. You can't knock them for their efforts, you know. But we do agree that, you know, we have to be better with the ball. We know that. They want to be better with the ball. So, you know, we've continually worked on things to be better with the ball. And there'll be certain changes along the way in the starting 11 that will make us better with the ball. But that'll evolve over a period of time. Like I said, you can't all of a sudden change dramatically at this time of the season how you're going to play. You can't change it dramatically. More than anything else, our supporters would have seen only last season what happens when you do that. So it's not ideal. However, we are very much at the start of a work in progress, if you know what I mean.
Belief, confidence is usually in line with winning and losing, isn't it? That's where it goes up. The barometer goes up and down with winning and losing. So any win, any way, really, isn't it? To give that belief a lift?
Well, it has to start somewhere. But, you know, if it can start with a win, with a good performance, then it obviously gives you something to build on. So I'd prefer the way I've just described it to you, as opposed to you giving me a line immediately just to answer in it, if you know what I mean. So I'd prefer probably the way I've just described it, if possible.
whatever. Arnie asked the questions, you give the answers.
No. And I'm not, you know. You don't need to defend the question. It was quite a good one, Tom. I liked it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll use that as, in evidence. Forrest, what do you expect? They're on the back of a big win. What do you expect?
Good footballing team. I think Mark's done very well there. I think that he's had some good time to recruit what he wants to recruit and shape his team. I think he's done very well with them. They look like they're a team that's high in confidence at the moment. So, you know, that's it's a place to where we want to get to.
The move, as training over this last 2 weeks formed an opinion on what team you're going to pick, have you seen differences in people which think, yeah, maybe I'll change it without giving your team away? Have you seen anything that somebody could force their way into your team?
Maybe.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
And just finally from me then, we've had a manager in Gianfranco, you've mentioned it, we had a manager in Harry who was charismatic, and we've got a young, bright young English manager, and nothing, and it's all been the same sort of problems. You know, is this something that you need to get into without giving secrets away, but is it something intrinsically that has to be sorted out?
Okay, so without sort of giving too much away, I think that you know, normally when a manager comes into a football club on the back of bad runs or losing runs or whatever, which has gone on for a fair while here, then something, the dynamics of the place probably isn't quite right. I've alluded to it a little bit in my programme notes this week that will be there to read. It will start off with a paragraph of normally. That's probably all I'm going to give you right now. But you'll have an idea sort of from that, that I think needs to improve at the football club, which is what I've tried to do from the minute I've come in. Because if we don't improve those things, the club will carry on its losing run.
So there's no quick fix.
There never is anyway. Yeah. You know, there never is anyway. Like I said last year, it was clear for me last year what needed to do with that team when I come in here and work with them. It was absolutely crystal. Whereas it's not quite crystal this year. Because I would want to come in here and win every game for our fans, because I think it's a great club, and I think we got great fans here. I really, really do. It would be good to give them the team that they've probably looking for now for a fair while. Mm. So, you know, there's nothing better when you're the manager that your team wins on a Saturday, because you know, all of your fans, they go home that night, they're all happy, their families are happy, you know. That's what I want to do at this football club. I will get there. 100% I'll get there with the team.